Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes. It's Friday, the 30th of April. Starting off with Amigo Holdings, and we've got the rising trend channel here from December. Shares broken that key 20 pence resistance zone, which was in place for many months, I suppose, since the last summer, back in June. And while we're above 20 pence, looking for 27 pence, 28 pence initially at the top of the December channel. Big picture target here up to 50 pence, maybe over the next 2 to 3 months by the end of June. That's a March resistance line projection from last year. So let's see how that goes. But the upside here, certainly around while we're above 20 pence and early really back below the 50-day line in the floor of the December channel at 14, really questioning the recovery argument there at Amigo. On to Besant, or Besant, which has been slightly problematical in the sense that we had months of consolidation between 0.2 and 0.25 pence. Looks like we've broken out of that now properly. So the latest range, 0.25 to 0.4. I suppose the big fireworks, or the fireworks here, will turn up when and if we break 0.4 pence. If we can do that on an end of day or a weekly close basis, then we're looking up towards that July resistance line projection from last year, as high as 0.85 or 0.9 pence, even over by the end of June, something like that. But at least over sort of 1 to 2 months after any break of 0.4 is the time frame on Besant. Moving along to a stock which I've covered quite frequently. It's one where the bulls and the bears keep on vying with each other for supremacy. Current position here is that we've bounced for the third time off this line of support from last year, from the summer of last year. That's around the 2.2 pence level. The big plus here, though, is the way that we've now had three main support points since the February gap at or above the 2 pence level. And when you see support points above the top of a gap, that tends to be the sign of an impending move to the upside, or significant impending move to the upside, hence the inclusion again today. Top of that resistance line there, or top of that channel there from February in the last instance, up to 5 to 5.5 pence, which could be the target for the shares by the end of June. If you're not so convinced, perhaps you'd wait for an end of day close either above the 20-day moving average, or perhaps even the last resistance here at 3.2 pence, but obviously that would be giving away some of the upside. But here looking pretty steady, at least while we're above the top of that gap from February at 2.02 pence on Cat and I. Stock which I've covered recently but forgot all about, which is perhaps it's always the way. We've got Empyrean Energy here. Here we had this great bear trap rebound from below 4 pence and then a bit of dancing either side of the 200-day moving average. Current position is that while we're above the initial April peak at 6.1 pence, we're looking for that September resistance line projection around 7.75 pence. Breaking that on a weekly close basis, or even just an end-of-day close basis, and we could be up towards the top of the broadening triangle from May last year, promising us a target as high as 13 pence, perhaps by the end of June. But at least while we're above March resistance area around 5.3, the bull argument very much in place for Empyrean at the moment. Stock which had a flourish a month or so ago is coming up next, Futura Medical. Here we had that double gap to the upside in March, and we managed to mirror that again in April with this move to the upside through the 20-day moving average at 52 pence. That's also the floor of the gap. And while we're above 52 pence on an end-of-day close basis, then a retest of that March intraday peak at 84 pence should be on the cards, perhaps as soon as the end of next month. Big picture target for that maybe by the end of June up to 100 pence, which is that May resistance line projection from last year. This stage already back below yesterday's low at 44 pence, a sort of a shakeout low there, really delaying the upside scenario. And if you want to be cautious, maybe you'd wait for a clearance of 60 pence, which was the initial April resistance, before assuming 80 to 100 pence is on its way for Futura Medical. Onto a stock which I think I covered a few days ago, but can't quite remember now, unfortunately. But the situation here on the charting front for Gene Drive is that we've managed to find support at an uptrend line there from January that was running around the 66 pence level. We've gapped through the 20-day moving average today, and gaps through the moving average are significant, but not as significant, in fact, as the fact that we gapped down in March and have gapped up now. So that's an island reversal, very bullish formation. And at least while there's no end of day close back below today's initial low at 82 pence, we're looking for at least the 50-day moving average over coming days at 99 pence. But as I said, it's an island gap reversal, which is a very strong formation. Let's see whether the formation plays out. This stage, early and end of day close back below the floor of the gap, yesterday's high at 75 pence, really delaying the upside scenario on a potential target there as high as £1.60, which I'm sure the gene drivers will appreciate. On to a stock which I think I covered recently, but it's back again now. The reason for the inclusion today is that we had a brief bear trap yesterday below the 50-day moving average at 0.95 for IMC expiration, but we managed to stay above the the floor of the gap from earlier this month at 0.87. While we're above 0.87 on an end-of-day close basis, looking pretty bullish for this situation, and especially while we're above the top of the gap at 0.94, really looking quite strong. The view is that while we're above 0.94, looking for as high as a retest of the earlier resistance of this month at 1.75, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Big picture target here up to as high as 2.4 pence, which is the upper parallel, the September resistance line projection from last year. If you want to have a bit more confidence in the upside, then maybe you'd wait for an end of day close back above the 200-day moving average at 1.06. But it looks as though with yesterday's rebound and the failed gap fill, we should be on our way with IMC. A stock which I don't think I've covered at all before. Here we go with Jadestone. And it looks like there's been a clear break of that resistance line there from the end of February. That was running around the 63 pence level, and that's also breaking. We've also broken the 200-day line at 62 pence. So an end-of-day close above 63 should be enough to take the shares on their way for a top of September trend channel target as high as 88 pence by the end of June, and perhaps even sooner. And at this stage, only well below 60 pence, and the floor of the channel from September really delaying the upside scenario. So looking pretty good for Jadestone at the moment. Couple of mining favourites now. First is Makango, where there's been a solid rebound off the floor of this broadening triangle, one that's been in place since October. Broadening triangles tend to be pretty good, obviously by definition, pretty good formations in the sense that the upper side there, or the upside there, is pointing to a rather large target. In this case, 35 pence perhaps as soon as the end of June, especially if we get a decent weekly close above the initial April resistance at 22 pence, but above 22 pence on a daily weekly close basis, and 35 pence should be on its way for Makango. Only back below the 50-day moving average and the floor of this triangle, sub 20 pence, really delaying the upside scenario there. Metal NRG, I've interviewed them a few times before, and it looks like they're back on the front foot with a nice spike higher today. An end-of-day close above the initial April resistance at 0.78 should be enough to take us on for a retest of, a full or partial retest of last month's peak at 1.2 pence plus, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only back below the 50-day line and the 200-day line area at 0.72 would really question the scenario of retesting last month's resistance. Nice move for NSF next to look at. And here we've got a situation where we've broken out of a near-term symmetrical triangle. We had the key reversal up yesterday, which we were looking for. And key reversals off support tend to be pretty good leading indicators on a move to the upside. And that's happened here. While we're above the 50-day moving average at 5.8 pence, looking towards the top of that rising March trend channel at 9.5 pence, which would retest the March resistance, and that target at 9.5 could be seen as soon as the end of May. Another strong situation to look at is coming up in the form of Pelerion. Beautiful break of this another symmetrical triangle that's been in place since August last year, so been consolidating for a long time. We've easily broken the initial April resistance there at 75 pence and above that, looking for the top of that rising trend channel from January last year, as high as £1.20. And with a bit of luck, that could be seen by the end of next month. Only back below that resistance line, sub 75, really delaying the upside scenario, and only back below the 50-day line at 67, really abandoning that particular mission. Thought I'd look at Zoetic, which has its fans and its obviously detractors as well. Here we seem to have bounced off the floor of this triangle from back in January, and also rather tellingly perhaps bounced above the 200-day moving average at 52. When you see a stock or market bouncing above the 200-day line or a moving average, it suggests that it's too strong to hit it because they normally act as something of a magnet. In this situation, while we're above today's intraday low at 57 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards at least 72 pence at that March resistance line projection. And after that, obviously, if we can break 72 pence convincingly, then it would be back to the highs. But at least at this stage, a nice rebound and perhaps a surprise one. Only back below the 200-day line there at around 53 pence, really delaying the rebound or the buy on dip scenario for Zoetic. That's it from me today. More updates on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.